Okay, go ahead.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Well, hello. Sorry, you got everybody. This is the Miracle Man Show. For tonight, we are going to continue reading about from Exodus about God talking to the Israelites. We're going to go a little bit on that and talk about that. Also some updates from the sports tonight, as well as Lions hiring Matt as their new coach. So, before I begin, thing that I forgot to do last night because I didn't have the time. So, with that, I am at McDonald's at 711 South Saginaw Road here in Midland, across from a Kmart, and southeast of a Disability Network from a Michigan office, and northwest of a Marathon. So, here in the back, towards the bathroom. You want to come back and say, you are by all means free to do so. We can good talk. So,
are you dialing on your phone?
What?
Are you dialing on your phone?
I am on my phone right now.
Oh, you are?
But I'm getting feedback.
Okay. I didn't know you were in.
Sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead.
If someone was just asking me. So, bear with me for a couple of minutes. For all you veterans who have been doing this for a while, I'm going to do some things for those who might be through. Get you on to the show. Hello? And that'll get you onto the show after we do that. Also, we have a great telephone number that you can call us in at and we can talk about generally anything you want to talk about. We can talk about sports. We can talk about God. We can talk about, you know, winter, what have you. And the telephone number is 215-383-3810. Again, that telephone number is 215-383-3810. Now, we do have two rules that we want you to help us with. And these are just to help keep this show a quality show. It's not about being hostile. It's not about anything like that. So with that, here we go. Number one, this show is not a political program. We don't do politics on this show. And if it's politics that you want to talk about, what's going to happen is that I'm going to tell you to pray over your leaders, which is what you need to be doing anyway, is praying over your leaders. The Bible tells us to pray for those in authority over us, whether we like them or not, whether we voted for them or not. So generally what's going to happen is we're going to tell you to pray, and we're also going to tell you to vote next time. Because if you're not voting, then you shouldn't be complaining. So generally it's as simple as that. Now, I am going to start with a word of prayer before we delve into the meat of the Word of God and the reading and the exhortation of the evening. So, dear Jesus, I thank you right now for this great show. I thank you that you bless the listeners who would take their time to be with us. And just to learn from the Word and to learn about God. Well, along the way, we entertain and talk about sports and have some fun that way. And I pray, Lord God, that you just bless me tonight, strengthen my voice, and that you would just anoint my lips tonight to have me say what you want me to say. And so I just pray that you'd be with me tonight. I pray, Lord God, that money is coming into the show so that we can do some more things with it and we can reach more people and we can just have a better show. And I just pray, Lord God, that your hand is upon this show, that this show is your property, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, turn with me in your Bibles, please, if you would, to the book of Exodus, chapter 23. Exodus 23. Well, here is a thing that we... Here's something that we say a lot on this program. And that is this. If we pray, you pray. If we sing, you sing. If we read the Bible, you read and study with us. It's not a pressure thing. We just want you to feel free to do so, and we feel the encouraging participation is what will benefit you the most. And also, in case you're wondering, listening to this program should not be a substitute for your church services. It should only be a supplement, not a substitute. So by all means, do go to church, pay your tithes, and be faithful to God that way. Just a little bit of, and that's just a little bit of encouragement as I open the Word. We'll see what God has for us tonight. Sorry about that. I'm just figuring something. Yes, I'm going to be reading from Exodus 23. After that, I'm going to read the last half of Hebrews chapter 12, as well as the first, 11, as well as the first couple verses of chapter 12 of Hebrews. And so, with that, here we go. Now, this is God speaking. Do not spread false reports. Do not help a wicked man by being a malicious witness. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong when you give testimony in a lawsuit. Do not pervert justice by sending siding with the crowd, and do not show favoritism to a poor man in his lawsuit. If you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, be sure to take it back to him. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down under its load, do not leave it there, and be sure you help him with it. Do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuit. Have nothing to do with a false charge, and do not put an innocent or honest person to death. For I will not acquit the guilty. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and twists the words of the righteous. Do not oppress an alien, for yourselves know how it feels to be aliens, because you were aliens in Egypt. For 6 years you are to sow your fields and harvest your crops. But during the seventh year, let the land, then the poor among your people may get food from it. For the wild animals may eat what they leave. Do the same with your vineyard and your olive grove. 6 days do your work, but on the seventh day, do not work, so that your ox and your donkey may rest with the slave born in your household, for the alien as well may be refreshed. Be careful to do everything I have said to you. Do not invoke the names of other gods. Let them be heard on your lips. 3 animal festivals. Three times a year you are to celebrate a festival to me. Celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread. For 7 days eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Abel. And in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Celebrate the feast of harvest, with the first fruits of the crops and such in your field. Celebrate the feast of in gathering at the end of the year. When you gather in your crops from the field. Three times a year, all of the men are to appear before the Sovereign Lord. Do not offer the blood of a sacrifice to me, along with another containing yeast. The fat of my festival offerings must be kept until morning. Bring the best of the first fruits from your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Hang on, I'm sorry, folks. I'm just turning the page very quickly. God's angel prepared the way. See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion, since my name is in him. If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your armies, and I will oppress those who oppress you. My angel will go ahead of you and will bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. Do not bow down before their gods or worship them or follow their practices. You must demolish them and break their sacred stones to pieces. Worship the Lord your God, for his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan. I will send my terror ahead of you and will throw into confusion every nation you encounter. I will make all of your enemies turn their backs and run. And I will send the hornet ahead of you to drive the Hivites, Canaanites, and Hittites out of your way. But I will not drive them out in a single year, because the land would become desolate and the wild animals too numerous for you. Little by little, I will drive them out before you until you have increased enough to take possession of the land. I will establish your borders from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert to the river. I will hand over to you the people who live in the land, and you will drive them out before you. Do not make a covenant with them or with their gods. Do not let them live in your land, or they will cause you to sin against me, because the worship of their gods will certainly be a snare to you. All right, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to start with verse 13. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the word. So powerful. Just kidding. Entangled? Then I will begin speaking. Sorry about that. Now, all right. I am hereby ready to begin. And all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. Figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated, along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. And by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle, and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while saw others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawn to. They were put to death by the sword. They sent about in sheep. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and in holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, now the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who through the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Now, yes. Hallelujah. Now, just think about that for a minute. Now, folks. But those last two verses that I just read tells us to throw off sin. Stop sinning. In Luke it talks about how Jesus healed somebody and then he tells them, stop sinning or something worse will come upon you. He was right. Sin, you don't want it. Yes, the Bible does say that all men have sinned. We've all done something we shouldn't do once in a while. But that should be an exception rather than the rule. And we should have no open sin in our lives. Not going to get into all kinds of specific sins tonight, and I'm not going to exhaust that tonight, but some examples: lying, cheating, stealing, you know, putting things as other priorities ahead of God. That's sin. And we're not perfect, but we really should throw off the sin and the other things that so easily tend to entangle and run the race that God has put out for us so that we can receive the prize. So that sin, for example, could be like something you could have maybe as a runner, maybe a certain kind of shoes, maybe something else maybe that could be slowing you down, could be interfering. Example of this could be your flesh. And it may not be all sin. It might just be other things we can do. For example, if you're skipping church every Sunday night, for example, at my church, and every Thursday night because there's NFL football on, chances are there will be a noticeable impact and effect if you just go to church on Sunday morning and no other time compared to if you go every time the doors are open. Generally, you could find that your heart towards God isn't the same as you're putting things ahead of God. And I'm not going to close yet. I'm not done with tonight. I got some other things yet I want to get to, but when I say on the show, when we say God first, God always, what that's about, the idea behind it is let's make sure that we always keep God first in our lives. That's why we say God first, God always. So that God is always first, no matter what. Right. So, that means that, generally speaking, even if you're single, you can do this. Here's what you can do. If you're, say, just a single guy or single girl, love sports or love something else, this is very easy to say. And I'd highly recommend you do this. Whether you're single or the leader of a family, here's what you say. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Nothing's getting in our way. I don't mean like that nothing's getting in our way part, but yes, but ultimately the idea is, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's as easy as that. Tell yourself that. Tell your kids that if you got kids. If it's just you and your wife, it's a great policy to have. That is, for me and my house, we serve the Lord. And He's the only thing we worship. If we don't worship all this other stuff, we don't worship these TV shows, we don't do this, we don't do that. We put God first. And just run after Him with great zeal and joy. Which is what God wants us to do for Him. And as it relates to zeal and joy, God tells us in Revelation, now you listen, I would rather it be you be cold or hot. But if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth if you're lukewarm. No, you don't want to be an ice cold Christian, but God would rather have you be that than be lukewarm. Ultimately, I would rather you be, preacher man would have you be, and Jesus himself, and if you're going to church, your pastor would rather you be percolating hot for God. Run into his word, run into the altar, seeking his face, getting involved in your church, just running the race, serving God. live in life, what have you, do it. And so what I'm going to do now, before I move on to the sports updates, is I want to give an opportunity for those of you who maybe you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or maybe you've kind of backslid a little bit and have kind of, you know, walked away a little bit. And maybe you haven't necessarily backslid or been astray, but you, maybe lately you haven't been having the same fervency or attitude towards God that you once did. Well, I want to give you an opportunity this right with God, because I really feel like with what I just talked about and teached on, that if I didn't give this opportunity, that I would be derelicting. I just wouldn't be doing the whole, everything that God wanted to say to me. So, with that, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, please, by all means, call into the program at area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is 215-383-3810. We can pray with you, we'll help you, we'll gladly talk to you, and we'll help to get you on the road to Christ. We'll help you get you on the road to heaven. And so, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just waiting a minute, giving people opportunities to call in before I move on. I love you, my sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, I just claim that these listeners tonight, if they would take to heart what I said and what I read tonight, and I pray that they would take to heart my exhortation on running after God and serving Him wholeheartedly and just throwing off the stuff that tends to entangle us, getting rid of sin and coming back to God. And I pray, Lord God, that You would just bless these people for listening, and that You would help these people to make the changes, to come back to You. If they don't know You yet, to give their life to You right now, Jesus. And I just pray, Lord God, for these people, that You would have Your way in them. And I just give You praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we have our sports to get to tonight. And we begin with Red Wings hockey, as that's the game I was most focused on last night. Last evening, the Red Wings did in fact lose to the Boston Bruins by a score of 3-1. The Red Wings were actually up 1-0 in the early in the second period on a power play goal. But then after that, within about 2 to 3 minute span, Boston scored 2 goals to tie it and then to make it a 2-1 game. The Red Wings did get outshot by the Bruins and lost to the Bruins at Little Caesars Arena. They play again in a couple days. I'm not sure where. Now we move to basketball. Basketball last night, Michigan suffered a 62-50 letdown loss to Northwestern in Illinois as they struggled with three-pointers and other struggles, foul trouble, did Michigan in. And I forgot to give you the weekend updates on Michigan and Michigan State as far as what happened during the weekend, because I was so entangled in football and my Little Caesars Arena game from Monday night. Well, I went to see the Pistons. But so, Saturday, Michigan squeaked by Minnesota 64-62. Michigan was ahead by more, but Minnesota came back, made it interesting. Michigan was able to squeak by. Also on Saturday evening, Michigan State had led Indiana by quite a bit. Indiana came back, made it interesting. At one set point, it made it look like it was going to go into overtime. But Michigan State was able to get a win against Indiana by the score of 73-71. And Michigan State is still ranked number 4. Last night, Michigan State got a win over Illinois, 73-60. Behind a great night from Valentine. Also in college sporting news, today was the college signing day. Well, that's when players can generally start signing to play for, high school seniors can sign to play for the school that they plan to play for. And Michigan had a couple of prospects that Michigan had been looking at. One, unfortunately, chose to go to Ohio State. It was a guy that Michigan was highly touting, was looking forward to having, but he chose Ohio State. Another also chose a different school instead. We do have one of the good players from Ole Miss chose to come to Michigan after that scandal. You know, Ole Miss with controversies with players. So that's what we have there. Also, in other football news, it has been confirmed via press conference. Matt Patricia is our new, the Detroit Lions' new official head football coach, the 27th coach in Lions football history. 43 years old. Let's hope he can be a leader for us long term. Now, how do I feel? You could ask me, Miracleman, how do you feel about Matt Patricia's Alliance coach? I feel wonderful about Patricia being our head football coach. I feel like get us some great defensive players. We can start to get some good running players, good running backs, so that we can not have to rely so much solely on Stafford carrying the load and throwing to Golden Tate all the time and throwing to our other receivers. Let's face it, Stafford is going on 30. So he's right about at his peak right now. Within the next year or two, he might start going down a little bit. But Brady was able to keep it going for a while. This year he started getting sacked a bit more, though. I feel great about it. Free agency will be coming soon. And I will talk next time we do a show. I will talk about what I think, what the Lions need to do in free agency. Again, on your home for Michigan sports coverage, The Preacher and the Miracle Man Show, Sports Edition. Later on in the show. And so, going to basketball again for this evening, the Detroitans play host tonight to the Brooklyn Nets at 7 p.m. You can hear the game live on ESPN 100.9 FM as Mark Champion will be calling the game. I never got to meet Mark personally, but I'd love to get to meet him at some point. I first heard him when I started listening to Lions games back in 2002 over on Wheels 104.5 FM. At the time, there was also Wheels 101, which was actually 100.9. It was a few years before they became ESPN 100.9 FM. But the Lions were on that channel. And Mark Champion was calling games up through the 2004 season. At that point, it was Mark Champion, Jim Brandstaner, Tony Ortiz. Now it's Greg Miller and Jim Brandstaner, Tony Ortiz. Either way, great play callers, play-by-play men. Great job. Mark Champion, great guy. Hope to meet him someday. And so, with that, just going to talk to you for a minute about something I'm really going to try to work on. You know, I'm going to start reaching out to certain coaches, at least at the local level, like to be able to have maybe the Great Lakes Loons manager, for example, could have him possibly maybe later this month we might have, if I can figure out how to get him on, maybe Bill Krause, head basketball coach of Midland High, and possibly varsity basketball coach of Dow High. Maybe having some coaches come on and to give their perspective and talk about sports. Ultimately, I'd like to be able to have some guys on like Tom Izzo, John Beilein, and then maybe when we get closer to football time, maybe have Mark D'Antonio or a guy like the Michigan coach, Mr. Have the Michigan and or Michigan State football coach come on to talk sports with us and to give insight into their program. So those of you who are great prayer warriors, I pray that you'll just believe God with me, that somehow I'll be able to make this work. Because I really want to go somewhere with this. I want to get to meet these coaches and talk to them live on air. And so please be in your prayer with that. So keep that in your prayers, please. And with that, I have one more before I close up, and that is this. Midland plays Dow on Friday night in a boys-girls basketball doubleheader. Girls start at 5:30. Boys follow at 7 p.m. approximately at Dow High School. Now, this is provided we don't get, there's a possibility of a rather major snowstorm that could be hitting us with possibly 4 to 7 inches or more of snow. If that happens, that game may have to be rescheduled or maybe not played at all. So we'll see what happens there. If the game happens, I'm going to predict the following. I predict that the Midland Dow girls will beat the Chemics by a score of 53-50. I believe that the Midland guys will get their revenge on the Dow boys who beat Midland in that thriller back on December 19th at Midland High Gymnasium. I believe that Midland will beat Dow boys by a score of 58-53. So, girls, Dow beats Midland. Boys, Midland beats Dow. And both of these games will be at Midland Dow High School on North Saginaw Road here in Midland. Tickets to get in, adults are $6 and $5 for students, for seniors, for kids under 12. So, with that, God first, God always. Hope everybody enjoyed the show tonight. And until next time, God first, God always, and I will see you all next time.